Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles. Go to the right side of the page. Click on to YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also consider supporting the sonsoflibertymedia.com. We can do a lot more here, friends. I'm telling you, we're being spent, but there's more to do. And we look forward to those that are willing to stand with us in the fight, the good fight of faith, and winning the day. Do all that we can do and leave the results up to God, and we can rest assured that He will show Himself strong on our behalf because He's done it for 23 years. He has never, ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God, period. Just for the record. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, go on the front page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, click on to YouTube, join us on Top Chat if you want to call in. Don't wait till the last segment, friends. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to get back over to this because we were just talking about what a judge is supposed to do, and I'm talking about in any capacity of those that are incumbent in government today, how it amazes me that the masses will tolerate and submit to the crimes of one. I don't understand it. I've never understood it. And it amazes me that people will do that. I mean, they just believe that because they have been put there that they must know better than the rest of us. That's not true at all. Folks, when they begin to act out in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, you better understand you're dealing with traitors. And traitors they are. They're committing the act of treason by working for special interest groups attempting to incrementally take away our God-given rights. Now, what we're talking about is that in California, a judge just ordered, a superior judge just ordered John MacArthur's church to shut down. John MacArthur has to have church tomorrow, friends. And I want to tell you again, if you're just joining us right now for Hour 2 on sonsoflibertyradio.com, that it's the flames and fanning the flames of persecution that is the best medicine for the church. Because it wakes the church up and it also separates the goats from the sheep. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword. To do what? To divide. That's what truth does. In a positive way, and it's exactly what's happening. We've seen over the last 5 and 6 months as to who the church really puts their trust into by shutting down and selling themselves out and their congregations out to the state. They didn't obey God. They played the traitors to the face of God, and they submitted to the tyrants, okay? But this is the same church that has been advocating abortion and homosexuality and opening their doors to the flood of illegals coming in from the Middle East. That means to conquer the United States of America, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. They failed to be the light. They're guilty of being the darkness, trying to cause people to believe that their darkness is now the light, Isaiah 5:20. Folks, we need to. Remember the apostles in the book of Acts were accused of turning the world upside down? Hey, folks, we're not causing or calling forth the turning of the world upside down. We're calling to turn it right side up. And the way that we do that is when we stand on the Word of God, period. You know, I remember when Ben Franklin, right, the deist you were taught by the revisionist, he who shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. And oh my goodness, is that true? Oh my goodness, is that true? So let's get back to this, friends. Because I'm in California right now. Again, a superior judge just told MacArthur after, by the way, 4 attempts of shutting his church down, they all failed. And it's interesting how a superior judge came in, overreaching, acting outside of his scope of authority, acting in a foreign manner, telling the church to shut down. John has to have church tomorrow, friends. He has to have church. Because they know that if they can shut down John MacArthur, it's going to put the fear of the tyrants in the hearts of the rest of us. He has to stand up. Folks, what they're doing right now is the best thing in the world for the church. It's absolutely the best medicine for the church right now. Let the church be persecuted because it wakes up the real Christians. Okay? And when the real Christians wake up, the last thing they want to see, tyrants that is, are those that have nothing to lose. And there's more of that on its way. Rest assured. Lord, I'm just hold on. We're going to get through this, friends. No matter what comes our way, we're going to get through it. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, regardless if I get there with you or not. I can see the light. We're going to get through this. This, listen to me, all you New World Order jokers, you clowns in the circus of politics that have sold your souls, repent, number one. Number two, for those that refuse to repent, you will never destroy this constitutional republic. Why? Because God ordained it. You may be the hammer, but you better rest assured that you understand that the church is the anvil. And it's the hammer that needs to be changed, not the anvil. And also keep in mind, he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. The seed of the righteous is forever. Listen to me, tyrants. The seed of the righteous is forever. Learn like Napoleon did. The Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that would oppose it. Thomas Watson said, "He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back." How many of you need to end up in hell before you finally understand that you've been warring against a just and a holy God? And now it's too late for you. But you've been warned over and over and over again, and you want to keep going on with your bad self. I want to tell you that there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Repent. See it the Lord's way, because regardless, at the end of the day, you're going to kneel to my big brother, to the captain of my salvation, to the Son of God, to Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, even now, blessed be His name. You're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? Because all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, Hebrews 9:27. Just wanted to tell you that. Hey, friends, let's go over to what's going on in California. Todd Starnes recently reported judge issues order banning Pastor John MacArthur from holding indoor worship services. Wow, that's crazy. A Los Angeles Superior Court judge issued an order banning Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church from conducting, participating in, or attending any indoor church services. Really? Really? You know what was reported? It's a stunning blow to religious liberty. No, it's not. It's an opportunity for us to receive more of what's been, well, given up to the tyrants from the past. This is a stunning blow to religious liberties in America. No, it's not, because we're not going to submit to it, friends. Remember what I just said? Men don't follow titles, they follow courage. And the Bible tells me that Jesus Christ is the line of the tribe of Judah. Boldness means forward to danger. And we're empowered by the Holy Ghost to take it to the enemy, friends. And that's exactly what we'll do in the name of Jesus Christ, just like our forefathers did. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time first-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about in California, a judge, a superior judge, just ordered John MacArthur's church to be shut down. I want you to listen to this order. Of course, they reported it that this is a stunning blow to religious liberty. No, it's not, because we're not forfeiting it. We're not giving it up. Listen to me, tyrants. We're not giving them up. You didn't give them. Matter of fact, you have no delegated authority in doing any of this. The burden of proof falls on them, not on me. Okay? But what do people do, especially in the church? Well, you know, the judge said so. Oh, the judge said so. Really? Look at our forefathers, 56 of them, 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, and those bad boy preachers called the Black Robe Regiment. Less than 3% of the population was used to defy a tyrant and win the day. And 244 years later, here we are. And then we hear stories, oh, this is a stunning blow to religious liberty. No, it's not. Not if you don't give it up. Don't give it up. There's no law that tells them that they can do what they're doing to you. That's the definition of tyranny, friends. In an inexplicable ruling, the judge said the scales tipped in favor of the county. 0.01% of Californians with a virus apparently wins over the U.S. Constitution and religious freedom for all. Pastor MacArthur said in a statement to the Todd Starnes radio show that it's not what our forefathers said. You're right. Nor is it what God says. You're right. Who gave us our rights that our government's rights, including the judicial branch, is supposed to protect. Exactly. The order prohibits the church from, listen carefully. I'm humored by this. Folks, get me an airplane ticket. And this is probably why I'm not called up, friends, because I guess I'm the one willing to do it. Get me an airplane ticket. I'm not putting on a mask. Get me a ticket. Get me some sort of transportation from here to that local church. I preached in D.J. Kennedy's church. Okay, so, folks, we've done it. Again, we've done this for 23 years. And I will go preach Romans 13 in that church. Okay, instead of patty caking with this judge, the people in this country, namely in California, need to impeach the judge. I'll get to that in just a moment, okay? The order prohibits the church from conducting, participating in, or attending any indoor worship services.
Really? Wow.
I would go knocking on this. Hey, folks, if I had his address after I preach that service tomorrow in California, I'd go to his house with a blowhorn, and I'd stand in front of him and say, hey, can you show me where you got that delegated authority, you tyrant? Oh, and of course, we'd get the cops in California coming to remove me, right? Saying they're just doing their job. Well, they're protecting a tyrant, committing crimes against the very people that they're supposed to be protecting. That's how backwards the people in this country have become. MacArthur and Grace Community Church's attorneys from the Thomas More Society said the judge, listen carefully, refused to consider their important separation of powers in any meaningful fashion and essentially ducked the issue. Why? Because he knows that if you lay to his candor for him to produce the law that condemns the church from meeting, he can't find it. See, this is what amazes me about what's going on in this country. Folks, if we're threatened with justice and there's no law that's been broken, we're not threatened with justice. They are. They are. The county's argument was basically because we can. Listen to how emboldened these devils have become, America. The county's argument was basically because we can, which is the very definition of a tyranny. That's right. Who said that? Attorney Jenna Ellis, who knows her stuff. Without limiting government's power in favor of freedom and protected rights, we have no liberty. That's right. That's their end aim. We will fight, she said, for religious freedom, as our founders did when they wrote the First Amendment. And that's what's going to win the day right there. That's going to win the day right there. She said, we plan to appeal this ruling to ultimately vindicate our client's constitutionally protected right. He needs to go have the service tomorrow. Well, Bradley, that's easier said than done. Why don't you do a little homework on me, friends, because I've been doing that every step of the way. I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Okay, how about a little internal fortitude here by the Holy Ghost? Okay? We're led to the fight, not away from the fight. Furthermore, I also wanted to let you know, friends, that we did a show just a couple weeks back on a federal judge, maybe a couple months back, forgive me, where he said there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Folks, how many times have I told you that this whole use of this created perpetual fraud concerning COVID-19, it's not targeting a virus. It's been targeting your God-given rights since day one. It's not a virus they're warring against, them and their fascist friends in the corporate world. No, it's you, hand in glove, attempting to suppress you, to snuff you out, for a better way of saying it. Now, I want you to listen to this. The answer to all this issue is to remove the judge acting out of his scope of authority. This applies to every single individual, regardless of office, even the president. Read Article 2, Section 4. Listen to this. Either the people send the message that they will not be ruled by tyrants, Psalm 94:16, 1 Timothy 6:12, and impeach them. Article 2, Section 4, U.S. Constitution, and prosecute him. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Or the people lose their God-given freedoms. There's no in-between. There's no in-betweenites, friends. The judge does not have a right to do the wrong thing. Let me say it again. The judge does not have a right, because God never gave it to him, to do the wrong thing. Nor have the people delegated authority to him to attack the people that he is to serve. Nor is any American obliged to obey him in any sense of the word. Hear me clearly. I'm not stumbling over my words. I'm not stuttering. Listen carefully, friends. Nor is any American obliged to obey him in any sense of the word, because there is no law that he can enforce. Do you understand? There's no law to enforce. None. Folks, is this judge, is he now not only the judge, but is he also the jury, and is he also the executioner? No, because they're not in charge of every decision made, nor do they have the power to rid whomsoever they so choose. And this has been aimed at the church in California for decades. They're making the most of the crisis that they've created. And by the way, for the record, these judges are not there to judge the standard as to the standard that they themselves are judged by. And it's exactly what they're doing. When you begin to act like that they are the divine, sitting in the seat of the divine, you're asking for trouble in a big way. Government's a good thing when they do their job, and I am all for good government. I am not for a revolution. But these people have been assailing the people in this country again for decades, inciting domestic insurrection, and they've been found out in doing so over and over again. And I frankly am tired of it, and I'm certain that you're tired of it, friends. I'm certain that you are. I had a caller yesterday, Cody from Illinois, called in and he was talking about Romans 13. And again, I just want to say, for the record, I understand why people have been dumbed down to believe what the hirelings in the pulpits have to say. And there's no excuse for it. Because you have a Bible too. Read John 10:12, by the way. It talks about the hirelings who open the doors, the gates to the wolves to devour the sheep. That's not what Christians do. They do just the exact opposite. Okay? But they've been teaching, the biblical illiterates have been teaching the reversal of the definition of Romans 13. They're teaching people in this country to submit to tyranny. And for all the truth be told, John MacArthur is guilty of the same thing. I mean, there's so many of these older people in the professed church. Now, I think he's done a lot of good things. But all scripture is given by the inspiration of God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, instructions, and righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. And we see very, very little of that today because the world, namely the professed Christians, have taken on what the spirit of the world has to teach them. They call that hate rather than love. Well, keep in mind, Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my love. So did King David in Psalm 109. Go back to John 7:7. Go back to John 15 as well. You got it backwards. Love is holy. It's been given unto us by the Holy Ghost. It's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Romans 5:5. I'm going to come back to this, friends, because Caesar had his Brutus. Charles I had his Cromwell. And George III, treason, cried the speaker. May profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Who said that? The Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry. Folks, we're living in the same times as our predecessors did. It's time for us to act. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hackers working for Russia, China, and Iran have recently escalated their attacks around the United States presidential race. Microsoft's Vice President of Customer Security and Trust, Tom Burt, wrote in a blog post that the company's cybersecurity experts have recently seen large upticks in hackers targeting political campaigns. The announcement comes as the presidential campaigns are now pushing into the final 2 months of the race, one that has national security officials as well as private companies on edge after Russia's election manipulation efforts in 2016. While attackers from all three countries have been spotted targeting people tied to Biden and Trump's campaign, Russia's GRU, its military intelligence agency, remains the biggest threat, according to John Holtquist, the director of intelligence at Mandiant. In a separate technical blog post, Microsoft found that both China and Iran have been attacking the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill allowing prisoners who fight fires while incarcerated to have their records expunged once they're released. This would clear a path for the inmates to become regular firefighters, something they were unable to do previously. The bill lets prisoners who served at a state firefighting camp or on a county fire hand crew to apply, as the court can erase their convictions so they can qualify as EMTs. The Golden State has long relied on inmates to fight fires, and approximately 3,100 inmates are currently helping keep flames at bay during the West Coast fires. New political polls show the race tightening in four battleground states, with Joe Biden having a slight edge now over President Donald Trump, including one of the key states Trump flipped to the Republican column in 2016. The New York Times poll shows Biden leading in Minnesota, slightly ahead in Wisconsin, and closer races in Nevada and New Hampshire. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, folks, I just want to shoot from the hip. We're just staying on it live. Joe Biden's got about as much support as Hillary Clinton did. And you remember, right, friends, how we found out that their Twitter accounts were 70% contrived, just like Barack Obama's. You're being lied to. Biden is not ahead in any poll in the state of Minnesota. And 98% of Minnesota, if you want to get caught up into the unconstitutional party debate between the left and the right, is red. But again, if the media said it, it must be true. No, it's voter fraud. Joe Biden ain't got support, just like Hillary Clinton didn't have support, just like Barack Hussein Obama didn't have the support. And let me just throw in this from this into this conversation for my new listeners. There's over 1,152 different individuals running for the presidency of the United States of America, and it shows you how wielded concerning their control over the media that they have, friends. Their control. They have you talking about Trump and Joe Biden. That's all. Both of them globalists. Joe Biden's got zero support. You watch videos, friends, of Joe Biden where he's up. The people aren't showing up, just like with Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, when she kicked off her presidential candidacy, there was 22 people that showed up. Did you know that 14 of them were from the mainstream media blowing her up to be bigger than what she really is, just like they are with Biden right now? Folks, if you're sick and tired of the establishment, vote outside of it. Okay? Read 2 Chronicles 19. Don't be settling for two globalists that are on the same team, because that's exactly what you're dealing with in this country right now, friends. You're going to get the same results. Making America great again. Everybody's writing, friends, about how America's crumbling within. Is this how you make America great again? What does the mainstream media do all day? They magnify the crimes rather than the law against the crimes. That's why you're messed up. We got to get this right. We are the law in this country. I also wanted to bring up something, too. I see my top chat friends over here parroting stuff that's just not true. You know, the part of the problem with the church is the fact that, the 501c3. Well, what about it? IRS publication 557 already tells us that churches are already non-taxable. If you become a 501c3, can you just do me a favor and give me one example of why and how the 501c3 is destroying the church? Is it control? Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. But if you don't have that oversight, guess what? They can lay anything on you because they come in and they define everything, what a church is, how they can worship, what they can't do, so on and so forth. It's sick. It really is. But for all of you parroting what's not true, I just want you to give me one example of one individual that lost his exemption for speaking out against what Johnson actually implemented back in the 50s, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. Johnson implemented the 501c3 concerning his political opposition to shut them up. That was the reason for it. Give me one example of a person that has been shut down because they're a 501c3. Don't give me something that you heard parroted from some false prophet, because I know that's where some of you people are getting your information from. But give me one example. And by the way, when the IRS finds out about that, guess what? He's going to be a target. And then when it happens, go ahead and tell me how it worked out for him. Because what he's doing is he's telling you a lie. I'm not defending the 501c3. I'm not defending the IRS. I'm just defending the truth and exposing the lie. Give me an example. You can't give me one because there isn't any. Nobody's ever lost their exemption for being a 501c3, nor are they being controlled. As a matter of fact, David Barton from Wall Builders, which I'm sure is a 501c3, they were the ones that were encouraging the Black Robe Regiment across the United States of America to print off their sermons and to send them to the IRS. What are you talking about? Bunch of people that parrot what they don't know is true. And therein lies the problem. And it's the same thing that we're dealing with right now. Illiteracy. Constitutional illiteracy. Biblical illiteracy. That's what we're talking about. Right before the break, friends, I had written, Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I had his Cromwell. They dealt with the tyrants. And George III, treason. This is what Patrick Henry said. He said, if this is treason, cried the speaker, may it profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Okay? Folks, we already understand that Romans 13 is laid out by the powers that God ordained. And I can put this in a nutshell for you. Nowhere can you find in Scripture where we're commanded by God to disobey Him. Nowhere. I'm going to give you some examples. Let's go to our forefathers first and foremost. We know that the motto of the American Revolution was no king but King Jesus. We also know that the American national seal is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God, with, of course, a picture on the inside of the seal showing the Pharaoh being overthrown by the sea with Moses and the children of Israel safe on the other side of the shore. John Hancock, the guy that wrote his name, so big because he wanted to make sure that the tyrant King George across the pond didn't have to put his spectacles on for in case you wanted to know. John Hancock was the first signer of the Declaration of Independence. He's also the one that said resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian duty of each individual. Continue steadfast, fixed in direction, and with the proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. That's in the History of the United States of America, Volume 2, page 229. That's for the revisionist that wants to water down the truth over time. Okay? When you look at the Declaration of Independence, they are endowed by their Creator. Hey, folks, what makes the government the inheritors of the earth? That somehow or another we all of a sudden owe them something? No. Again, that's an evolutionary view of government.
We receive our rights from God. We delegate authority to those and entrust those that serve we the people. We do not derive our rights from the state. We do not derive our privileges from the state the way that they want you to believe that you do. That is not proper American government. A biblical understanding of who we are as a people in this country is what I just got done telling you. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, it says they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, right? Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I sound like a broken record, but that is the message of prophetic people. Tell them the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again until they either reject it or accept it. There it is again, okay? When you go to Romans 13, 1 through 7, what does it say? It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Okay? And then it tells us who the powers, the higher powers are, because it says right after that, for there is no power but of who? God. It didn't say there's no power but of the state. It said there's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God, not the state. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnations. Now listen carefully. Who ordained those powers, those higher powers? God did. He said not to resist his power. Okay? How do we know what's his and what's not his, what's right and what's not right? By making reference to his moral law, the Torah, the Decalogue. Okay? Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. The ordinances that are given are of God. And I can't find in Scripture where he tells me to do the wrong thing or to violate his law, because the tyrant told me to do so. For rulers are not a terror to good works. We do not have rulers in this country. I also want to remind you that we do not have leaders in America. We have a representative form of government. Who's our leader? No king but King Jesus. Okay? Oh, and if it's not true, Mr. Atheist, I want to ask you something. Why is it against the law when you break it then? Why is it that you get in trouble when you break that law? Whose law? The very law that I'm making reference to even now. Ooh, isn't that crazy how that works? Oh, Bradley, I didn't know that. Well, you do now. Right? For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good. Doing good is conformed to truth, and that's God's truth. The word of the Lord endureth forever, right? It doesn't change Malachi 3:6. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8, right? Okay, yep, so he hasn't changed. His word is infallible, right? Yes, it is. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For who? Your representatives are the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God. The minister of God. A revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Whoa! Whoa! That's crazy. Now, nowhere did I just see that we're supposed to submit to tyranny. Nowhere. God ordained the power that our representatives are not a terror to good works, but a terror to good works, but to the evil. What are they doing today? They're a terror to those that are doing good works, and they're praising the evil. You heard during the break that Gavin Newsom, that dictator wannabe, which, by the way, what we're taking this off of our topic concerning Romans 13 and going back to him. Did you just hear what he said? Criminals that are being released from jail during these times that fight the fire, he's going to expunge their records. But he wants to condemn the church. Also keep in mind, that's the same dictator tyrant wannabe, friends, that continuously and has all across the country released. I'm going to California, but it's happened all across the country. But he has released thousands of criminals back onto the streets. But who are they targeting? They're releasing criminals and they're targeting the church. Okay? Does that sound biblical to you? Absolutely not. Is the church to transgress God's laws and his commandments? Of course not. If he did, that would make God unjust. The church, along with civil government, is to magnify and enforce his laws unto judgment. Psalm 48, Romans 3:31. And keep in mind, Jesus said, "Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to give you some examples from the Word of God. And you tell me how it is that you've been lied to. Let's set the record straight.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Man, some of you guys on Top Chat right now, you should be some reporters. It's just ignoring the questions, right? And got to stay scripted. I got to stick to what I've been told. My goodness. Anyways, you know what, folks? The way I feel about, I guess, the way that I am is injustice bothers me to no end, and it always has. I can't stand it. And the Lord says, if you don't lay it to your heart, folks, it's a sign of judgment upon a people. Those that lightly esteem the Lord and His word, that's judgment upon a people, and there's so much of that going on. But again, I'm here to give you the answers, and that's exactly what I'm going to do here. I want to ask you something. I want to give you some examples from Scripture. Did Moses violate God's principles of submission when he was commanded by God to go in unto Pharaoh and tell him, "Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me," in Exodus 9:1? That doesn't fit with the teachings of the modern-day hirelings, does it? No. No, he never thought about it. No, because he never read it. And when Pharaoh refused, remember, God plagued the Pharaoh and the Egyptians at the same time, simultaneously setting the children of Israel free through the blood of the Paschal Lamb. Don't forget that. And just think about this. The meekest man alive was sent to the face of Pharaoh to tell him to obey God or else. Not the other way around. Not the other way around. Is this what's being preached from the pulpits across America today? Nope, just the exact opposite. What of Gideon, who was to deliver the children of Israel from the Midianites? The first thing the Lord commanded him to do was to tear down whose altars? His father's altars. What do we do on this show every day? We tear down the altars of our fathers. They're man-made. Judges 6:25. The question is, was this a violation of God's principles of submission? I mean, the sins of the father were the reason the Midianites had power to oppress them. And it's exactly what we see today. The reason that people are being oppressed in this country is because they have submitted to the commandments of men, which make void the commandments of God for our good. That's why it's raining judgment today. God's way is not going to be impeded, friends, in blessing or cursings. What of the lone prophet Elijah? Remember the tyrant Ahab called him the troubler of Israel? Elijah set the record straight when he answered and said, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Did you see Elijah run up to Ahab and submit himself to him and his Jezebelian wife? Absolutely not. He stood his ground. Elijah took Ahab and the false prophets to the top of the Mount Carmel. By the way, I was there. I have the hat, the t-shirt. It's kind of cool. Where the God of Israel consumed the sacrifice by fire and the false prophets were killed. 1 Kings 18:38 through 40. How do you line this up with what's going on in the American church today? It's in contrast, 180 degrees going the other way than the lies that you have been told by the whores and hirelings in the pulpits. What of King David? Was he violating God's principles of submission when he refused to surrender himself to Saul's troops? No. Though David was honoring him because God ordained the anointing in his life, David was a king that was to overthrow corrupt governments by dispossessing them and establishing righteousness through justice and judgment. Read Jeremiah 23, verse 5, and Isaiah 51, verse 4. Hey, this is scripture. This is what I'm giving you. Did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego violate God's principles of submission when they refused to worship King Nebuchadnezzar's image? No. But listen carefully. Scripture tells us in Daniel 3, again, this is important that you hear this. Then the princes, the governors and captains, okay, all in alliance, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together under the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. It's the same thing happening on a global basis today. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, listen America, to the judge in California, shut down the church or else. Okay. Then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king has set up in the place of God. What's happening here? The state. Okay, this is the image. And whoso falleth not down in worship shall the same hour be cast in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Daniel 3:3-6. When they refused to submit to the tyrant, the furnace was heated up seven times hotter so that the guards were consumed, only to have the fourth man, like the Son of Man, show up to deliver them where the fire had no power over them and not a hair of their head was singed. In the end, the corrupt king acknowledges the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's how God is glorified. When you stand against tyranny, either in life or in death. What about Daniel? Did Daniel violate God's principles of submission when he disobeyed the king's order to stop praying to any god but himself? Absolutely not. Keep in mind that the punishment was that Daniel was thrown into a den of lions in which God sent forth an angel to protect him. His accusers were then thrown into the den and devoured by the very lions that they meant to have devoured Daniel. Daniel 6. What happened? Did Daniel fall to the lions or did his accusers fall to the lion when he stood? Do you see how this works? What of Jeremiah? Was he violating God's principles of submission when he was sent to preach repentance to the corrupt church and the corrupt kings the way that I am?
And don't forget about Amos, who prophesying judgment upon the corrupt priests and the corrupt kings of the day, Amos 7:10-16. Was that violating or fulfilling God's principles and purposes? Church, let's get this right. What in the New Testament? John the Baptist points out all the evils of King Herod, Luke 3:19. Was that a violation of submission to civil government? Absolutely not. It was a rebuke to corruption in government to submit to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and his laws. What did they do? His laws. They tried to justify themselves by beheading John the Baptist. Anybody know the end of King Herod? Oh, it wasn't good. The Bible says that the worms took him up. Why? Because the people treated him and they said, it's a voice of a God and not a man. God struck him by an angel. It's a dangerous game, and I see a lot of the same things going on in parallel with this current administration. Playing a dangerous game. Is it a violation of submission to God's principles to keep preaching, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins? Acts 2:38? Absolutely not. The Pharisees, along with the corrupt government, did the opposite. Oh my goodness, friends. What about when David, I'm sorry, not David. What about when Peter was in jail and the Lord sent forth the holy angel of God to release him and break him out of prison and told him to go back out into the street and preach in the name of Jesus? Acts 4:2-20. Was that a violation of God's principles? How backwards, America, have things become? We need to turn the world right side up. I'll also read Acts 12:1-11. I love it. Over and over again, you can see the church was to stand in protest against the wicked that were at war with God. I got a question for you. How is it that the American Christians today, or those that have deceived themselves into believing that they're one, how is it that you're at peace with the world that's at war with God? I'm curious how that works. Because that's not scripture. There's a spiritual warfare going on 24/7. How is it that you've been lullabied by a false grace to actually believe that it's okay that you're at peace with a world that's at war with God? So in end, nowhere in scripture can you find the Lord telling his children to submit to the wicked in disobedience to his word. Nowhere. And furthermore, the individual that wrote Romans 13 also wrote Romans 12. His name is Paul. He wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. But if we take the time to read Romans 12:21, what does it tell us? Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Americans have become completely backwards. Why? Because they haven't taken the time to study and to show themselves approved by God, a workman that needeth rightly to know that word and need not be ashamed. We're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The problem is most people don't know the word of truth because they don't love God enough to actually take the time to know his will. And then on the other hand, there are those that are, that understand that God is willing to give them what the church is willing to fight for. He's not a God that will lie. And first and foremost, also keep in mind, with Joshua and Caleb, he gave them everywhere their foot tread upon. And so it is with us today, because he hasn't changed. We need to meet him on his terms. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.